Here we have a taxpayer called Wesley, who is entitled to an annuity from an interest in possession trust. Wesley is entitled to an annuity of £2,000. This is expressed to be free of tax. This means that Wesley will physically receive £2,000 after the deduction of basic rate tax at source. Wesley has a part-time job, paying him a salary of £5,000 per year. Wesley is deemed to have received the annuity net of tax deducted at 20%. The trustees must therefore pay tax of £500 to HMRC along with their self-assessment return. The trustees will provide Wesley with a form R185 which tells Wesley that he has gross income of £2,500 from which 20% tax was deducted, leaving him with a net annuity, i.e. free of tax annuity, of £2,000. Let us now look at Wesley's tax position for 2010-11. His gross income consists of the salary from the part-time job and the gross annuity from the trust. Wesley's total income is therefore £7,500. After deducting the personal allowance, Wesley has taxable income of £1,025. Wesley's taxable income falls wholly within the 20% band. Wesley's tax liability is £205. After deducting the tax withheld at source on the annuity, Wesley is entitled to a tax repayment of £295. This tax repayment relates in part to the tax deducted from the annuity. The proportion of the repayment that relates to the annuity is the total tax repayment multiplied by the gross annuity over Wesley's total income. The tax repayment relating to the annuity income is therefore £98. Wesley must therefore repay this £98 to the trustees. Note that the need to refund tax repayments to the trustees only applies in the case of free of tax annuities. If an annuitant receives a gross annuity, from which tax is withheld at source, and the annuitant is in a tax repayment situation, no part of that repayment needs to be returned to the trustees. There are two practice questions to complete this session. The trustees had rental income of £50,000. The bank interest, grossed up, is £2,500. The rental income is charged at the basic rate of 20%. The bank interest is also charged at the basic rate of 20%. The liability of the bank interest is wholly covered by the 20% tax credit. The tax payable by the trustees is therefore £10,000. There is no need in this instance to do a full computation. Simply taxing the rents at the basic rate of 20% would give you the correct answer. Remember that interest in possession trustees do not receive any relief for expenses of managing the trust. Our requirement here is to calculate the gross income assessable on Paula. The gross income of the trust before tax and expenses is £50,000 of rental income and £2,500 of gross bank interest. The rents and the bank interest are taxed at 20%. The trustees will also need to account for trust management expenses. The expenses of the trust in the year were £3,000. Expenses are met from dividend income in priority to other income. As there is no dividend income, the expenses will be met initially from the bank interest. The remainder of the expenses will be taken from the rental income. The income distributable to Paula is therefore £39,000 of rental income. This income will be certified on the form R185. The £39,000 of income received by Paula is after the deduction of tax. This income has suffered tax at the basic rate of 20% because it is rental income. The gross income assessable on Paula is therefore £48,750. That concludes this lecture on income tax and interest in possession trusts.